This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You have been the conductor of the Jerry Judy Needs More Respect train.
Yeah.
How do you feel about on the ESPN, Jeremy Fowler, voted on by executives, head coaches, and players that Jerry Judy did not receive a single vote for top 10 wide receiver?
I'm not surprised by that. And here's the thing. Like, I wouldn't necessarily, like, if I'm making a list of the top 10 wide receivers in football, Jerry's probably not in my top 10. I know we discussed this a little bit last week. I do think he's in that next kind of group, though, where top 15 is where I feel like he would probably end up for me, just based off of how last season went. And there are reasons for that. And I understand on a larger scale, as we talk about national narratives versus like local narratives, especially coming off the last conversation, like Jerry isn't going to get a ton of respect yet because we're only a year removed from people saying like, why would the Browns even trade for this guy and give him an extension? He's a bust. When then he goes out and has the season that he had. And people want to see it more consistently now. They're now expecting him to, okay, now that you did it once, do it again, and then we'll talk. So I understand where that kind of thought process comes from for a lot of these people. But I do think that Jerry proved last year in an absolute circus of a quarterback situation. And he's had that for a lot of his career, don't forget, as well. And on top of that, an offense that was historically bad, that scored the least amount of touchdowns in the sport last year. We know about how much they went three and out last year, how bad they were at being able to stay on the field and sustain drives. I think what he did was immensely impressive for that to be his, for that situation to produce his first 1,000-yard season. And it was beyond that. It was 1,200 plus yards. And he was top five in receiving last year. Like, to me, that was an accomplishment that I think warranted him being in the conversation as like a top 15 wide receiver, and frankly, on some of these top 100 lists.
He cannot control who his quarterback is, and he has had, I mean, seven games of Deshaun Watson, another, you know, six, seven games of Jameis Winston, and then DTR. And by the way, it was the worst quarterback situation he's played with, which is saying something, because he had Russell Wilson and a bunch of other washed dudes in his 4 years in Denver. He also, let's be really clear about what happened last year. No one talked about the demise of the Browns because no one wanted to talk about Deshaun Watson on a national level, and they were the least interesting 3-4 team in the NFL outside of Cleveland for the Deshaun stuff and other parts. So none of that is what Jerry can control. But you also can't make him something. I do think if you put a top-flight quarterback with Jerry, I think he could have some real consistent production. But that's an I think. Right? Like, there are quarterbacks, there are wide receivers who've had great careers with crappy quarterbacks and still have lived. I mean, Steve Smith had, God bless him, Jake Delhomme, who was his best quarterback he played with. And then post the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. So after Joe kind of lost some of his luster there, and that was his career. So, like, that's a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame who had production despite having lesser quarterbacks around him. So I think this is just the reality. Like, some of the reality is things Jerry can't control. Well, okay, you've had 1,000-plus yard season, and it happened to be in a year where no one was paying attention. But the things that people pay attention to, if you can't, if it's not about yardage, if it's not about team success, the thing you can control is touchdowns. And he's just not consistently done that either. So, like, I know you're really pushing this, you know, Jerry Jeudy's kind of being slept on or whatever. And I think there's something to what you're saying. But I'm like, yeah, it's not his fault entirely. But no, he's a fine receiver.
You brought up the touchdown thing back-to-back weeks now. You talk about, like, receivers can only control so much. I think a lot of the touchdown thing is based off of, like, that as well.
I think that's one of the things they can control. You can't necessarily control yardage, but if you get the ball and make plays, yeah, you should have more than a career high of 6 touchdowns in your career. Yardage is just about a volume of how many catches are you going to get. But touchdowns, how many times did you touch the ball and turn you-know-what into success? I was trying to do the old blank into Shinola, and I was like, oh, I don't remember how that saying goes. I'm going to butcher it on air here. But no, I mean, that is like touchdowns are one of the things that wide receivers have the most control over because it's what do you do when you get the ball in your hands? He was wide open a bunch and got the ball in wide open situations. Again, I'm not trying to hammer him for it. It's just if we call him a top 10, top 15 receiver, he's got to have those things.
I think, though, like there's context to this. You go back and you watch every game, there probably is times where, given the quarterback situation he had, DTR, I know times DTR missed Jerry Jeudy on opportunities where he was wide open. I know there was times where Deshaun Watson missed him. The only person who really could find him when he was open, it seemed, consistently was Jameis Winston.
What about the year before? What about the year before that? It's 5 years in. His career high in the season is 6 touchdowns.
I mean, I think six touchdowns in a season is pretty good.
I mean, look at how many Jamar has. Look at how many, the guys you're trying to compare him to. Jamar,
I'm not comparing
Justin.
Him to Jefferson and Jamar, though. I said he's not top 10.
All right, but look in that next group. He is, honestly, he's somewhere in between the 15th best receiver and the 32nd.
But my thing with the touchdown thing is this, though. Like, you wanted him to score, 70-yard touchdowns every time? Because that offense was backed up so much.
They
had very few red zone opportunities last year, opportunities even on their side of the field, where he would have more advantageous opportunities to score.
And that the point of Jerry Jeudy, is that he is a lightning bolt? Like, he is fast as hell? Isn't that one of the things?
Okay, but how many touchdowns do even guys like Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase score in a season where they're breaking off, 80 yards?
How many
80-yard touchdowns do they have in, a season? In a season?
I made that up. You responded to that. You asked me a stat that none of us know off the top of our head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're asking a guy to do something that was, within the offense and the construct of the offense and how bad they were. They were on their side of the field as often as, so often that it was hard for a guy to just, constantly be relied on to, hey, just break every single tackle on your way to the end zone. Like, the offense was historically bad. I'm not saying that he was that there weren't other opportunities early in his career where I think people assume by now, especially as a first-round pick, he would have had a 1,000-yard season before 2024. I get that. But I think you saw those flashes last year. I think you saw him take the reins. Even when Amari Cooper was here, he was starting to look like he was more of the number one guy on this team and in this offense, and he really took that role and embraced it.
That's much more of a knock on Amari. I don't get anointing Jerry. He's in the middle class of wide receivers. There's 100 of those guys. So, it can be a little all right, we're fighting for the sand, quicksand kind of turf here of, all right, is he the 15th best or the 32nd best? There's really no difference between a lot of those guys. But, T. Higgins is somewhere between 10 and 20. Yeah, T. splitting with Jamar Chase has been the better, more productive player than Jerry on average over the last 3 years.
Do you factor injury into this at all, though, too? Because T. Higgins is consistently not on the field either.
Yeah, but
Jerry
Jeudy
hasn't missed a lot of games.
No, that's not true. Remember, those first couple years in Denver, I think he has a couple 10 game seasons. Thinking of Elijah Moore, of a guy who didn't play 16 games. That's on me. I mixed up my mid wide receivers here.
I just think
the point is, I think Jerry is a really nice player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I'm not crowning him. Like, he is a part of an offense that was trash last year. That's not his fault. Again, there's a lot of things that are not his fault. But, like, just to say, well, he had a lot of yardage, it's like, well, yeah, he was the only wide receiver to catch the ball. He should have had 1,200 yards last year. It's an accomplishment. I hadn't done it. But, like, all right, you want me to think you're a top 15 wide receiver on a team with no other wide receiver of repute? Okay, where's the touchdowns? Where are the big plays? Because that's what separates the 32nd best wide receiver to the 15th best wide receiver.
I think you saw some of those things in those games that he played with Jameis. The Denver game certainly stands out as one where he made the big plays.
Yeah, some, but not enough. Hating on him. Just be realistic about it.
I understand what you're saying in terms of, like, yeah, there's ways he can be better. I'm just saying, like, I think within the construct of that offense, and act like there wasn't other good players in we were talking about this team last year with that roster being like a dark horse Super Bowl contender. Like, we thought their wide receiver room was pretty good. Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper. We all thought Elijah Moore was better than people gave him credit for, because the year before, we saw Joe Flacco turn Elijah Moore into something that can actually produce.
And then what happened?
But again, within the construct of the offense,
like, just because we thought something doesn't mean we have to.
But there was only one player who really balled out in the construct of an offense that had that quarterback play, and it was him.
He didn't ball out. He put up a lot of yardage.
I thought he balled.
This is where we.
I say he balled out.
I mean, I don't know.
How can you not say a guy who was top five in
receiving? Because yardage
receiving.
Is an overrated stat. He played the whole season.
But you can say that about anybody. Drake London had 40 more yards than Jerry Jeudy on like 10 more catches. And he's in everybody's top 100.
How many touchdowns
Everyone's
does he
like
have? How many big plays does he
eight.
Have?
I think he had eight.
Okay.
But again.
Okay, so he had double? Okay, that does count a little bit more.
He also had a better quarterback situation.
Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr.?
Dude, okay, Kirk Cousins was playing good football at the beginning of the season.
Until he didn't.
And then he didn't. And then Michael Penix, I think, actually played he played well enough that the Falcons are like, hey, we feel pretty good about you being our starter next year.
He was the eighth pick, which is why they feel good about him being the starter the next year.
I don't even
year.
Remember Michael Penix's stats, but I'm going to look him up now.
Yeah, you got big Penix energy. We've been saying that for a while. But no, I mean, again, this is not to – I don't want to – like, Jerry is one of the reasons why I'm excited about this season. I really am. I think he's a fine player. But – like, some of the things that you can say about Jerry this year are the things that Denver fans said for 4 years. Like, oh, he shows you flashes. Oh, man, if he only did X, Y, and Z. And there's nothing wrong. By the way, there's absolutely no sin in being a top 32 wide receiver, which I think he is. But when we start talking about top 15.
Michael Penix Jr.'s three touchdown passes were to Drake London.
I knew it. Yeah. By the way, three touchdowns in how many games?
How many games did he play? Let me go back.
Ready for this one?
Five.
Oh man, that's almost that's every I'm not going to jam you up and be a D about this. Of course I am. Big numbers there by Michael
but,
Penix.
Okay, but either way, Drake London's numbers are comparable to Jerry Jeudy's.
Yeah, except he made more big plays and more touchdowns. Now, in fairness, he's a different style wide receiver because he's a big wide receiver.
Yeah.
So that bodes well.
And their offense had more opportunities to score close to the end zone, which is where he was making some of his plays.
Yeah, but it was still a bad offense.
Because their offense could actually move the football.
It was still
Their offense could actually score more points.
I'm excited for Jerry. And I can't wait to see if he can build on what he did last year. But his next, like, his seasons have not been beyond reproach. And by the way, it should also be said, the Browns have started to win that trade already because of what Jerry has done. But, like, when we try to answer the question of Jerry Jeudy is a top blank receiver, yeah, 32. Because he just doesn't have some of the same numbers or success that those other guys do. And it's not just last year. If you start to put it in a rolling three-year average, it looks good. It doesn't look great. And if you're top 20 in a league where two to three wide receivers play at all times, except in Cleveland, two to three wide receivers play all the time, there's a plethora of really good wide receivers, which is probably where Jerry grades out right now.
You think the Falcons' offense was so bad, they were scored the 11th most touchdowns in the NFL last year.
What about the second half of the season?
The Browns scored 29, which was the league worst.
Yeah, okay. What about the second half? How many touchdowns did they score there?
I haven't broken it down like that, so I'll have to find out for you. But regardless, I'm just saying, the idea that the offense was so bad that Jerry didn't have the opportunities to necessarily do some of the things that you're talking about. I'm not saying he can't be better.
But at the same point, you can't then tout his yardage. You can't tout one part of the stat that actually favors, like, he's so underrated, and then the rest of it is like, well, it's not his fault.
I mean, we point to that with a lot of other guys, though, too. Like,
he's in
the conversation with some of the top guys in the NFL. Puka Nacua only had 6 touchdowns last year. He had 1,400 yards.
Okay, was Puka also hurt? That's a bad faith
argument.
He played
17 games last year.
Was he hurt? Was he healthy? Wasn't his health like a big part of that?
Guys play through injuries all the time. What does it matter?
Okay. 216-474-0092. Jerry Jeudy is a top blank receiver. Fill in that blank and more on this argument. And James in Middlefield in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went up last.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.